HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
US President Joe Biden on Thursday announced stricter restrictions for inbound travelers regardless of their nationality or vaccination status amid global alarm over Omicron variant of coronavirus. The new travel guidelines would require air travelers entering the United States to produce a negative test for coronavirus disease, COVID-19, within one day of boarding their flight. This is expected to increase hassle for inbound travelers as the previous period was 3 days. This tighter testing timetable provides an added degree of protection as scientists continue to study the Omicron variant, Biden said. India said on Thursday that it has not imposed any travel curbs following the detection of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, though surveillance mechanisms and protocols have been intensified for travelers from at-risk countries. This is a very evolving situation, and 2 cases of the Omicron variant have been confirmed in Karnataka, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagchi told a regular news briefing. We don't have travel curbs as such. Some countries have stopped flights from that region or countries they define vis-a-vis Omicron, we haven't done that. We have instead intensified surveillance mechanisms and protocols for those who happen to come from at-risk countries and not just limited to Omicron, he said. The Maharashtra government on Thursday suspended former Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh from service for alleged dereliction of duty and initiated disciplinary proceedings against the officer facing charges of extortion and corruption. An order issued by the State Home Department said the 1988-batch Indian Police Service, IPS, officer was suspended under Section 3 and 4 of the All India Services, Discipline and Appeal, Rules 1969. While Section 3 refers to suspension, Section 4 pertains to subsistence, an allowance during the suspension period. The order, signed by Deputy Secretary Venkatesh Bhatt and a copy of which Hight has seen, mentioned 4 criminal cases against the former top cop on charges of corruption, extortion, violation of the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe, prevention of atrocities, act at police stations in Marine Lines, Kalyan, and Thane. India on Thursday described the UN Human Rights Office's criticism of the arrest of rights activist Khurram Pervez and recent killings in Kashmir as baseless and unfounded allegations against the country's security forces. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, OCHR, on Wednesday expressed deep concern at the arrest of Pervez under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, saying it is increasingly alarmed by the rise in killings of civilians, including members of religious minorities, by armed groups in Kashmir this year. Responding to the UN agency's criticism, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagchi said the statement makes baseless and unfounded allegations against law enforcement authorities and security forces of India. Placement sessions across the Indian Institutes of Technology, IITs, witnessed institutes recording a significant increase in the number of jobs being offered with higher packages compared to last year. The session began on Wednesday. While the IIT Delhi recorded a 45% jump in the number of jobs being offered to students on the first day, IIT Madras witnessed a jump of 43% as compared to last year, officials said. At IIT Delhi, at least 60 offers of above 1 crore packages were made on day 1. Similarly, at IIT Roorkee, a student received an annual package of 2.15 crore by an international tech firm, and at IIT Banaras Hindu University, BHU, one student secured an annual package of 2 crore, officials said.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.